The Wash Up, K-Rock 955. This is the AFL Victoria Community Championships edition. Yesterday at Queen's Park, KFC Oval, the Bellarine 11-12-78 defeated Geelong and District 5-9-39. GDFL coach Reece Howell, good enough to join us. Reece, firstly, commiserations on the result. You've found yourself behind the eight ball early. They kicked the first four goals of the game and really made it tough for your boys from there on.
Yeah, g'day, Kingy. Look, absolutely, mate. It's always tough when you're, you know, 26 points down at going into quarter time. So, yeah, look, I think, you know, our effort was there early and, you know, our intensity was good around the footy. But, yeah, we just failed to put some scoreboard points on the board.
Yeah, I was going to say, that first 5-6 minutes, the ball was parked inside your forward 50. Do you reflect and think, gee, if we were able to just jag one or two, does it maybe just change the momentum of the game a little bit?
Oh, for sure, mate. Look, you know, we probably owned that first 5 or 6 minutes, as you just said. And, you know, we had a kick, you know, two or three goals. You know, I think it's, a much different story. But, you know, to the BFL's, you know, backman's credit, they were really good back there. And, you know, we were able to slingshot forward and you know, put the score on the board for themselves.
Final margin, 39 points. It was 44 at three-quarter time. You were able to get three goals in the last quarter to add some respectability. Is 39 points are probably the true reflection in the gap between the two competitions?
Yeah, look, mate, to be honest, I'm not 100% sold on that. I think yesterday, you know, there were moments there where, you know, we definitely, you know, had our good patches of footy, but, you know, obviously just not able to put it on the scoreboard and, you know, keep ourselves in the game. But, you know, it's a tough one. Like, you know, you look at it and you think, well, you know, at the end of the day, we get beaten by 39 points. But, you know, it's, you know, you hope that it's probably one of those ones where, you know, you can say on the day that is, but whether or not that's a true reflection, you know, I don't know. It's one of those ones where it's probably just up to the people judging it, I suppose.
You played plenty of games for the Bellarine. How'd you find playing against them?
No, it was good. It was actually really, really good footy and a little bit different to the GD where it's probably a lot more contested stuff. Like they were able to, you know, get the footy out wide and there was a lot more running involved on a bigger deck at Geelong Ammos as well. So, yeah, it was good to, you know, play a good, you know, clean style of footy against them.
Alex Gubbins got the Sid Jones medal as your best on ground. It was always going to be a tough ask down back when you knew that you were going to be facing the likes of Day, Erskine and Garth.
Yeah, look, when those three were named during the week you see that it was going to be a bit of a dry track yesterday as well, you kind of look at it and you go, geez, this could, you know, those guys are getting, you know, used well, you know, with the footy from the midfield, you know, it could be a bit of a, you know, an ugly day for us. But, you know, Gubbo was massive for us. He probably took about 6 or 7 intercept marks and, you know, he was really good with the footy as well and made some good decisions. So, yeah, there was no doubt he was best on for us yesterday.
No surprise, the likes of Jack Broman, of course, back from his stint at Werribee and Bell Park. Invalides Michael Best, Matty James, the reigning Whitley medalist, also were pretty good for you as well. And they're probably three blokes that actually enjoyed the wide open spaces.
Yeah, I think so. Look, it would have been good to have another guy, you know, like a Matty James on the wing. You know, Jackson Smith went down last week and we could have used his leg speed on the outside that would have, you know, enjoyed it yesterday as well. But going back to those guys that you just mentioned, like Broly, Bestie and Matty James, look, these guys, you know, you're going to get effort every day of the week with Jack and, you know, Bestie and Matty James, you know, they know how to use their legs when they find space and, you know, it definitely suited them yesterday as well.
Matty Baden started in the ruck. Many thought that Luke Wilson, of course, being probably the preeminent ruckman of the competition in recent years, would start there. But you started Matty Baden. He played majority in the ruck and gave a good account of himself against the very experienced John Meeson.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we just said to Bado, just compete and repeat. He's got a massive jump on him. And I think looking at it before the ball was bounced a lot, probably say, well, you know, they're going to get first use out of the midfield, you know, with Big John in there. But, you know, we definitely think that, you know, Matty Baden broke even with him. And, you know, that was a massive ask, you know, considering he's quite, Matty Baden's quite undersized. So, yeah, really good, does a really good battle in the midfield. I think, in the actual centre bounces. Probably Bodo got a little bit. He probably jumped over him a little bit, but I think in the ball ups around the ground, you know, Meeson was probably got the better of him being able to use his body.
Yep. At your age, you'll be happy for an 8-day break before taking on Bell Post Hill back with club side Thompson next week.
Absolutely, mate. Absolutely.
Well, Reece, really appreciate your time. Appreciate your openness throughout the build-up to this campaign as well. Really enjoyed dealing with you and look forward to talking local footy with you as we get back into the home and away season next weekend. Commiserations on the loss, but well done on the GDFL putting up a pretty good effort.
Excellent. Thanks, Kingy. Thanks for your time, mate. Cheers.